Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. Wow, that just didn't work at all.
What happened?
I tried like 50 different transitions all at once. So we are doing once again another first impressions episode, and this time it is about Bloodhounds. So this is a drama that is not usually what we'd watch. So I was seeing stuff about it before it came out, like stuff my news feed would come up in. I read the synopsis and I was like, oh, yep, doesn't sound very interesting,
right?
You know, but we were interested in it because of the cast. We knew a lot of the main characters,
right?
And I saw a bunch of screenshots. It looked interesting, but I was like, it's about loan sharks, and I'm like, not interested. Then we were scrolling Netflix. I don't know what
we were
doing.
Yeah.
And it came up, and we said, you know what? Let's watch the trailer. We were watching the trailer. We're like, shoot, this looks like really entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it has really good fight scenes.
The few action, like, serious action dramas that we've watched,
we've enjoyed.
Liked the action part
a lot. Oh, definitely. And then you should have heard us when Swan Choi came on screen. We had no idea he was in this at all.
No, we didn't.
We, like, freaked out, and we were like, oh, my word, wait a second. This looks really fun. And it just so happened we needed a shorter drama, and this drama is 8 episodes. That's also a very big reason we started it, was because it's only 8 episodes. I think they're all about an hour long as well. Because most shows that have this kind of premise with the whole loan shark thing and blah, blah, blah.
It gets very confusing
for us. Or just get old sometimes. I feel like it's not usually what we go for. But we're like, you know what? Let's try it. And obviously, we've enjoyed it so far. We've only seen 2 episodes. This episode will be having spoilers for the first two. But that's it. We haven't seen past that at all. So the biggest thing is that one of the very big, like, draws to this show is the cast.
Yeah.
So Woo Do-hwan, who he was in King the Land. Not King's. Wow.
King Eternal.
I'm so sorry. Wow. King Eternal Monarch with Lee Min-ho. He played his, like, bodyguard, basically. And we liked him in that. And we're very excited to see that he had a main role in this. And then Lee Sung-yi, who's the other male lead, he was in Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha as the second other love interest. He was the one who was doing, like, a documentary or something. So it took me a second to realize who he was because, like, the piercing and his hair.
Long hair.
I was like, oh, my word. And then Park Sung-woon, he plays, like, the president of Smile Capital. He was in... Oh, was it Man to Man? And what else was he in?
Wasn't he the bad guy in Rugal?
I think so. Yeah, he was the bad guy in Rugal, which he was like...
The best part of the
show. He was actually really good in Rugal.
Yeah.
And he was also... I think we'd first seen him in Man to Man, where he plays...
Apparently, he plays a lot of...
You should see his movies.
Evil characters.
Oh, probably. His movie list is insane.
Yeah.
He's been in so much. But... I absolutely love this actor. I've only seen him in 2 things, but we saw him in Man to Man first, and that one he plays an actor who ends up getting involved in in Man to Man
with the basically with the agent.
No. He was I guess they were like scamming people They would like. He basically accidentally got involved in going in, and they were stealing stuff. So they would be like what is the word for that? That like Lee Min-ho did in Legend of Lucy. Con artist. He basically got involved in that, and he was hysterical in Man to Man.
Yeah, he was really
funny. Then in Rugal, he played the bad guy. We have burned Rugal to the ground, like absolutely. Oh my gosh. But... Park Sung-woon was actually one of the characters that was super fun to watch. Just so fun to see his acting, even if the show was pretty rough.
Crash and burned.
Yeah. So we'll start off with the characters here, because we've only seen two episodes, so we don't have too much plot to go off of, you know. So Kim Gun-woo, who's the younger one, his acting in this is just so different than the role we've seen him in, which is amazing. But one of the things we noted, like, right away, at least I did, was his voice and his demeanor.
Yes.
How he talks is just so different and very, like, particular.
Yeah, and I think it's also in contrast to what he's doing for a living.
For sure.
He's very gentle, and he speaks to his mom softly.
Well, he speaks to everyone quite softly.
Yeah.
And just
kindly.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and when he and the other boxer were sitting on the rooftop and he was talking about the heart of a boxer, the other one just kind of laughed at him. But then he's like, yeah. So his intentions, I guess, are pretty pure.
Yeah. I would say out of the two boxers, he's probably like the quote-unquote more innocent one.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just, I mean, he's had a rough life, obviously. I honestly don't remember. Do they mention his dad? If he died or ran away or whatever?
I don't recall if they mentioned.
I don't remember if they do, but, but yeah, he just obviously comes to things with such a good attitude. And, you know, yeah, it is funny seeing someone who just seems so kind and, like, pretty calm, like, boxing. You know, it's very funny for sure. And also because we saw the boxing first, really, before we, like, knew him. It's just so funny. But so far, he just seems so nice, very caring, obviously very close with his mom, because it seems like it's just the two of them. And, you know, and I think they did very purposely with him and the contrast between him and Woo Jin.
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing it so well.
He's very convincing that he's kind of a young 25-year-old.
Yeah, he's like 25, I think. Yeah, I think he plays that very well because he's what, like 30-ish somewhere in there.
31, I think.
30 or 31. Yeah, so he's actually convincing as a 25-year-old.
One of the things that really said a lot about his character was when he got down on his knees in front of the girl and just expressed to her his honest desperation.
Yeah.
And that is what I think helped her to accept him.
And then also with President Choi, who's like the grandpa, who he immediately was struck, like trusted him. And I think he could tell that he was such a good person, right away, just from talking to him for a little bit, you know. And then there's Woo Jin, who's like very, very different. And he's, you know, he's like the street smart one kind of thing. And he plays, you know, he plays his, like, personality really well, where it's like he's kind of laid back, but he's got some energy to him and he's a little chatty, like that kind of person.
And yet when he finds out that Gun-woo is in such trouble, one of the first things he does is he's quietly goes off and gets on the phone and tries to get money to just to help him out.
And and that is like, I mean, the funniest thing with this show is that these guys have obviously only known each other for days. This time, but they just immediately hit it off. And I think just
they're
really
both boxers, they're both Marines.
They both had a bit of a trick, like hard life. Like they just hit it off right away.
Speaking of which, we can talk about that.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah, don't worry. I love the contrast between the two.
Yeah.
Like when the she's not actually the granddaughter, but the granddaughter of President Choi was like, you know, why should I hire you? Like, just get out. And he was like, oh, you know, we're here for this, but he just got going on. And you're like, dude, oh my gosh. Like, you know, he's just that type of person.
But see, that kind of charm actually does work on certain people.
But, like, you know, in that situation, it just wasn't it, you know. And one thing I do like they've done actually with both of the male leads is that they've repeated their clothing already.
Mm.
I really like that. Like with Woo Jin, I know at least he wore the same shoes and that. What do you call those jackets? Oh, what is the word for that? Like the high school ones. High school
jacket. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a
football jacket.
Oh my word! What are those called?
Oh.
I'm gonna Google it because this is
it's gonna drive you crazy.
This is gonna drive me crazy. But the one that had like the bones on it and stuff, like I like that they repeated that.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a Letterman.
Letterman
jacket. Yeah.
That's why I said football.
Or varsity jacket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had one of those and repeated. Or Gun Woo wore the same like zip up and stuff like that. Is something that made them feel like they were very real people, and also that they weren't like rich.
Right.
Either and that
yeah oh
that
like, that. They actually specifically talk about his shoes
mm-hmm.
and how they're knockoffs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And they established like that really well with the two that they mm-hmm. you know they're hanging on there, but they're both like you know don't have much.
Right.
But I'm very excited to see how Woo Jin's character continues because it kind of sounded like he had pretty rough past and it's kind of gotten over that, at least has started to, and I think that Gunwoo will definitely be a good influence mm-hmm. on Woo Jin, I think, like, you know, for sure, like, going forward. And then I also, mentioned him already a few times, but President Choi, who's, like, the grandpa who's in the wheelchair, but the first episode, they show, I mean, obviously you're just introducing characters, mm-hmm. you don't know anything yet. But in the first episode, I was so confused. I'm like, is he a loan shark? Is he not? Because he seemed really nice.
So if you look in the description,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
he was a loan shark. Then he disappeared.
No.
And then he reappeared and gives out no interest loans.
They
now.
Told you that in episode two. Mm-hmm. I'm saying in episode one.
Episode one.
Before they explained that, it was very confusing. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, what is this dude's deal?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out whether he's on the good side or not.
He's the in-between in this situation, for sure. But then after you got to, like, know, they explained it in the second episode. Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
you
okay.
realize he's a good person.
So like, he used to be a loan shark, but now he gives loans but with no interest.
Right.
And, yeah, he seems very interesting because he obviously has a backstory for sure. And he even mentioned to Gunwoo like some of his childhood growing up, and it sounded like he started off being loan shark very, very young, or like start off in the industry very young. So he's been doing it like, you know, for forever. And I'm interested to see if we learn a bit more about him and stuff like that of why he went from being a loan shark to changing. Like, true. You know, I'm betting there's a big reason behind that. And who knows, you know, if we'll see that or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if we at least got a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's his granddaughter. It's not actually his granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Hyunju, who is working with him and apparently is, like, kind of like an apprentice.
She's going to take some getting used to for me.
Yeah, she is that
I rarely appreciate female characters like that.
That or that personality. Yeah. Oh, for sure. She's the 100% personality. You know, I don't need anybody. I got my own.
Exactly. Right,
that kind of thing. Which she wasn't 100% wrong because she'd been fine so far. Mm-hmm. But if you get too deep into things, that one can be a little rough, you know. But she's part of the reason I was so confused with the grandpa. That I was like, so he's given no interest loans, but she's like chasing people down. And like, you know, I think they mentioned in the second episode that she chases down the people or basically trying to con them.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Okay. I was like, okay, makes a lot more sense here. Yeah. But.
And she also goes out and collects loan payments.
Oh, yeah. I'm for sure, probably. And so it is interesting, though, like, with the whole, like, the front of their shop, the shop, quote-unquote, shop is, like, a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the back, it's, like, all these security cameras and stuff is kind of, like, kind of fun to see that. But I do wonder if they're going to explain how she got involved in the whole thing. I'm sure. They're not blood related. They mentioned that at one point. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she's not just involved. She's to the point of being called an apprentice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I obviously, President Choi definitely, you know, trusts her. Yeah, you know, that probably takes a lot. Oh, yeah. The really interesting line that President Choi said, he basically said, I'm living as a dead person or something like that. He said he's been living like that for many years. Mm-hmm. And we were wondering, like, one of our guesses was that legally he is dead. And he just kind of, you know, like, I don't know if he faked his death. That's kind of what, like, it sounds like.
If he was in the loan shark business, right? Mm-hmm. The only way to get out of the loan shark business is to die.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's what he meant by that, or if he meant something about him being, like, in a wheelchair, not able to go anywhere. Like, I'm not 100% sure what he was referencing, but that'll be interesting to see. Like, if we get to know his backstory, it'll probably explain that,
right?
For sure. And then we have Kim Myung-gil, who's the head of Smile Capital, which is such a name. Like, what even? I don't know. I guess because I wonder if their name is that in English. You know what I mean? Like, it's in Korea, but their name is in English. I wonder if that's why it's kind of.
Oh, that's probably it. Why might it be that.
It's like, yeah. It sounds kind of funny. It sounds like. It sounds like a dentist, you know what I mean? It sounds like a dentist. That's fine. But with his character, he, you know, I really enjoy his acting, but I am so curious about the ins and outs and mainly his backstory and how the heck he became the head. This is obviously a very big business. Like, mm-hmm. they're doing pretty big deals and stuff, you know. And, you know, he's very intense right off the bat. Like, very intense.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I kind of like his, like, you know, evil character so far. But we haven't really gotten to know him yet. And I'm hoping they give more to him. If not, I feel like then you're kind of like, well.
Wasting
his Yeah, acting. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. But his acting so far has been very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I've liked it. But I just want to know more, for sure. But
like, how did he get the scar?
Yeah, how did he get the scar? And I'm kind of assuming they're at least going to tell you that one. But dude, these people in the show are freaking, like, had even messed up. I don't know, man. It's crazy, like, to see that, like, for sure. And then the last character I have, yeah, I know you've one more, is Hong. Do I have his character name correct here? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hong Min Bom, like, who Swan Choi plays. I just wanted to mention him because Swan Choi plays him. I don't think he's a super, super main character, but he's already showed up in both episodes, so maybe he'll stick around. Can't tell.
Yeah, he plays kind of slightly slimy. Slightly. Chable.
Very pretty slimy. Well. We've seen Swan Choi in She Was Pretty. We watched part of
Revolutionary Love.
He's leading that. And, what was that show called?
The one about the couple's dating.
Hold on. I have it. Where is it? Love is for Suckers. He was leading that as well.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny because the other shows we'd seen him in, he played quite this, like, comedic, happy-go-lucky guy. Mm-hmm. Seeing him, this very slimy and, like, scheming Chable was very interesting. You're like, okay. And I don't think he's not the kind of person you're going to get backstory on or anything. No. He just seems like he's going to keep this story moving between him and Myung-gil and stuff like that, for sure. But it was just fun to see him in a show again, for sure. And then you wanted to mention one more.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention Im Jang-do. Mm-hmm. He is one of the right-hand guys.
Mm-hmm. In Smile Capital,
Smile Capital. And at one point, he questioned why he cut Gunwoo's face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he explained, well, the guys saw him talking back to me.
I was asserting my dominance, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
his reaction was like that was extreme, is what his face kind of said.
Yeah. I think we need to keep an eye out for him. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing there's going to be some character development in him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even to the extreme of
betraying
him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll I want to keep an eye on him.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on him for sure.
Yeah.
So one very interesting thing about this show, it came out in June 23. For us, it's like 2 months ago, so quite recently. It'll be a little bit more after this episode comes out. While we're recording it, it's the very beginning of August. But it's very interesting that they decided to set the show in December of 2020.
Yeah.
Which basically, especially in Korea, was the peak of COVID. It was just, you know, I think, actually, no, like, everywhere, that was the peak. That was very surprising. I did not realize going into
it. It makes sense,
it.
Though, because of what the...
The loan
about
shark
the
stuff
loan
makes a lot of sense.
Loan sharks just descend on
exactly.
desperate people.
That's probably exactly what happened, to be honest. Yeah, in more ways than one,
right?
For sure. But yeah, I didn't realize that, like, going into it. But for a second, I was like, oh, when this show come out, I wondered if it had been filmed closer to 21 or 2020 or 21. But no, it came out in 23, so it was probably filmed in 22, 23, depending. But it was just quite a surprising, just setting. I didn't expect it. And obviously, it seemed like it was written to be set then, for sure.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, at first, it was funny, even though we're only, not even a year since... It's been really bad, like, where we live. It's been less than a year since, like, masks and stuff were, like, really required in most places. It's just long enough that, you know, in the beginning of the show, when they're mentioning it so much and this and that, at first I was like, for a second I was like, wow, they are really, like, making this really big. Then I'm like, I'm so stupid. This was huge. Like, I almost forget, even though I literally lived through it. And then,
like, I kind of like the fact that someone, not everybody, ignored it in dramas.
Right, and I understand why you would ignore it. That is totally fine to ignore it. Because in some ways, a lot of dramas, especially like a lighthearted rom-com, it's kind of supposed to be an escape.
Exactly. Who
in
wants
some
to be reminded
way,
of
yeah.
that terrible
totally.
Time?
Totally, but it was like, you know, this is really showing... you know, how much it impacted everyone in every aspect. And, you know, that was true for us as well. I mean, we were lucky that, you know, we weren't trying to run a business or anything. But, everything, you know, shut down everything. But that was just, I think it's the first time, I think we've had a show. I don't remember what it would have been that was, like, around COVID. But I don't think it was, like, as much. Or anything where they were wearing masks a lot in the show and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting, you know, just unexpected because I know it came out in 23. And, you know, then we start off with the whole boxing match. It was fun to, like, start off with them,
Oh, my gosh, you should have heard us.
I wasn't.
Some of them, those moves were pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. That was choreographed very well.
Yeah, it was.
I'll admit, I've never watched a real boxing match. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But it was funny. My dad was in the other room and came over and watching and singing. You know, be like, oh, okay, he did that, you know. It was a good scene.
Yeah.
And then it was really entertaining, you know, them after the match and, you know...
When they went out to eat.
Yeah, and then Gunwoo invited Woojin to go and eat. And at first, Woojin was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, why would... He's like, everybody else left. And then Woojin also, like, did seem kind of lonely. Like, he had no one to eat with. His people had left. So they're like, okay, sure, why not? And they go out, and they just hit it off.
And they use that scene
so well, yeah,
to give us
the whole backstory.
Well, it wasn't like everything, but
enough. It gave you
sort of a picture of how they got to be where they are.
Oh,
in, you know, a general picture, not lots and lots of details, but that was a really.
It's kind of a creative way to see that. Kind of cool
way to do it. Rather than relying on flashbacks, they just straight up told each other.
Because, you know, they literally just met before.
Right, and that's, isn't that what you do with people? You tell people about yourself.
But it was kind of funny. I kind of like joking, I'm like, man, they got that out of the way, like right away. You know, it didn't take any time. But, you know, with Gunwoo, he kind of talked about his mom and her cafe and, like, the trouble with rent and stuff. And, you know, Woo Jin with, he said he was involved with, I don't remember how he said it, some thugs or something is how he said it. And then joined the Marines and then, you know, has now started boxing and stuff. Well, apparently
he was in the Lone Shark arena circle somehow. And to get out of it, he joined the Marines.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah. But it was just really... I don't know, their whole scene with them eating together the first and the other times, too, was just so fun seeing them, like, just hanging out, like, telling each other about it and, like, hitting it off. It was...
And the fact that one's older than the other, but the younger one is a higher rank.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really funny.
It was really fun. It was, yeah, they were really fun to just see them hanging out, and they just felt... Like, that time, and then also later when they go out to eat again, they just felt so real and genuine. And it's funny, they felt like they've been best friends forever, though they literally had just met. You know, that was really, really fun. And then, you know, right after that, basically, Gunwoo comes home to, you know, all these people at his cafe, like, just, you know, his,
well, his mom calls him.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
And he goes running.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. And, you know, literally shows up to all of them, destroying it, beats up, like, 15 dudes. Really, really. And that's when we're like, okay, here comes the action. We're here for it. We're loving it. And then he gets, you know, destroyed by the one dude who's, like, you know...
A tank.
Insane. Yeah. And he also just fought off these dudes, so he's, you know... And then Young-gil walks up, and, you know, him kneeling on him, I was like, okay, asserting dominance, I see it. And literally, I think, asks him to work with
him.
Come
work for me.
Yep, and then he spits in his face. Yeah, and then he literally... I was not prepared for him to pull out a knife and carve, cut his face open.
Yeah.
You should have probably, you should have seen our faces. We were just like in shock.
We were.
Because we went into this show knowing there are going to be a lot of fights. It could be pretty, like, I mean, it wasn't going to be insane amounts of blood or anything, but it was going to be bloody and, you know, it was going to be pretty brutal fights for sure. But he just took it up, like, 50 notches, like, 0 to 100. Like, you already beat the crap out of him.
Right. But right there, it showed his twisted
character. For sure. And in some ways, part of the reason I want to know Myung-gil's backstory is that it having characters that are twisted a little bit like that is usually very interesting, and kind of seeing, like, what are they gonna do? How do they deal with this and that whole thing? And, you know, and he dealt with it by, you know, carving it into his face, I guess. Yep. But one thing to know that they now have both pretty much the same scar, just on different sides of their face. And I'm assuming he did not do that to himself.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah, sure he didn't. So that, I'm assuming, is something they're gonna, you know, touch on. But, yeah, that will be one of the most memorable ends of first episodes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was shooketh by the... I wasn't expecting the knife, man, you know. And then in the second episode, we get to see the two guys hanging out more. And Gunwoo basically figuring out what the heck he's gonna do. For this loan,
And eventually, they get hooked up with President Choi.
And, you know, and at first I was like, oh, okay, that, you know, I was like, okay, here's how the strings are, you know, interconnecting here. I see it. And at that point we'd figured out that President Choi isn't just a loan shark. Like, it's a little bit different here and stuff like that. Because at first they were offered to be, oh, yeah, and they used the title here, but to be bloodhounds for this other loan shark, like, legit full-on loan shark. And basically, I think Wu Jin just straight up said, like, would you be able to do that to pay off your loan? Because that's what was done to you. And I think he says no. There's just, I don't know how you would.
Right.
Like, for sure. And, you know, and they end up working for President Choi because Gung Woo had been involved in Smile Capital.
Right, so.
Because the granddaughter was like, get out of here. I don't want it. But when he mentioned that.
So, you know, obviously, she wants to take him down.
Young Gil, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep, and because we'd already seen that it looked like she was looking into Smile Capital and stuff like that.
Oh, and the whole thing with...
the homeless?
Using the homeless...
that was crazy.
IDs.
To take out loans.
To...
no, make a fake business.
Make a fake business.
And then take out a loan.
Take out a loan, attach it to the business, and then basically it's...
Well, they were, like, conning other loan sharks. Basically, is what they were doing. But that was like, okay, then, you know, that's quite the scheme they've got going on. And I'm wondering if that's because they're kind of desperate for money. Because Myung Gil in the first episode had originally made this really big deal with, you know, with Swan Choi's character. And that was like, I'm wondering if that's why they decided to do that.
I think at this point, everybody is desperate. Not just the regular poorer people, but also the loan sharks are desperate. I'm not sure about the Chaebol. I don't know if he's too terribly desperate.
And he's not. He ain't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, and so now they're working for them, and it's like, okay, you know, you're seeing where this is going on. Obviously, the rest of the show is going to be them involved, basically accidentally getting involved in the loan shark circle. I'm kind of assuming that's what's
investigating him and
and ultimately fighting them. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're gonna get there.
Yeah.
But the other scene, big scene, was when Myung Gil and his and the other people of Smile Capital went to meet up with Swan Choi's character, and there's another guy there. They were basically in a what do you call those places? They're like
Norbang.
No, they're not. They're just places with private rooms.
Oh, I think was it a restaurant with a private room?
No, because it was couches and stuff. Usually that's where you, it's almost like a hostess thing, because usually you have girls in there and stuff in most. So kind of like that. So they were there.
Okay.
And that scene was like, okay, here we go. Because at first I was a little nervous they were just going to be talking like business or something, because... in some shows, that can just be really confusing depending on what they're talking about and mainly how they talk about it.
Yeah.
It ended up they were just straight up drinking and then, you know, talked a little bit after. Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh. I don't want to know how freaking horrible you'd feel after that much. Yeah. Oh my word. But. You know, basically, Swan Choi's character was like, you know, you lied to me, to Myung Gil, and like, you better not do that again or I will come for you. So
and then I got my money elsewhere.
From someone else. Yep.
I don't want to deal with you.
And that's when Myung Gil was like, okay, we got to find something on this guy. And, you know.
So he's going to, the revenge.
Yes.
Things happening there.
For sure. For sure. And so the whole thing with, you know, Myung Gil, Swan Choi's character, and then also President Choi, and basically at one point they, I think it was the senior Marine that Gung Woo and Woo Jin had met up with, was kind of telling them about. That was when I was like, oh, shoot, they were throwing out names. I wasn't sure who was who yet, and, you know, that sort of thing that... One thing I'm hoping with that this show that it doesn't get, like, worse is the confusing stuff of who's who.
Yeah.
And also, like, who's working for who, what side they're, like, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very important to be able to hear a name and identify which side they're on, basically.
We're, like, basically notorious for being very bad at names in shows. Yeah. I don't care what language, if you're reading them, hearing them, anything. We're terrible.
Oh, when I read, I have a sticky note. If there's lots of characters, mm-hmm. I have, like, a cheat sheet.
I'm sometimes better reading it than hearing it, mm-hmm. I feel like, sometimes. Because I'll read it and, like, recognize who it is. But then if you ask me, I sometimes can't tell you their name. Like, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm sometimes like that, which isn't that good, but slightly better. But that's one thing that, you know, the main reason we didn't originally start this show right when it had come out was that, you know, we read the description, like, oh, it's about loan sharks and their businesses and blah, blah. We're like, you know, we're still not that interested in that. But it has shown some sides, especially President Choi, where, like, he is, but isn't, does look interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think rather than just focusing on just the loan sharks and the loan shark business,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's showing us how the loan shark business is affecting regular people.
Right, and it's also showing a different side trying to take them down,
right.
basically.
Right.
So I think that is what's going to help. For sure, and I think that's kind of part of the reason after watching the trailer we had definitely gathered that much about it.
So how much do you want to bet that there's going to be some dirty cops involved here?
There already is.
There are always dirty cops.
There already is. Remember the dude that Swan Choi brought with him?
Was he a cop or I thought he was a lawyer.
Oh, I guess he was a lawyer, but what's his name said he had gone to the police academy with him. We're going to, because he mentioned that, because he was like, are you going to be recognized? He's like, no, I shouldn't be. And the dude was like, do I know you from somewhere? And he's like, no, I just have a common.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then there was already a assemblyman involved in something.
Yep,
yeah. So they're,
dirty politicians.
No, I think we are, at least someone I think in the cast is already a cop.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's just how it is. Yeah. Yep. You know, the people at the top of the pyramid, you know, are that kind of. Some of them are that kind of people, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Yeah. You know, they have the power to be that kind of people.
They have
that
the power to choose.
That's what it is.
You can choose to use your power to help people,
right.
or you can choose to use your power to make more money for yourself
by slighting other people.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the choice of making more money without slighting other people. You know what I mean?
Not usually in a civil servant position.
No, not civil servant. I mean more like Chable type of.
Oh, wow.
That's like
no,
business
I mean,
person.
I mean the
higher-ups
within like, the police
sorry,
department.
Oh, sorry, that's
yeah.
what you meant. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to continuing mm-hmm. this. And, you know, we're already a quarter through with just two episodes.
Right.
So I think the whole thing with the loan sharks and how it could potentially get old or just so confusing that I don't enjoy it anymore, I think it's gonna shouldn't be too bad since it's we only have six left.
It'll be interesting to see how they move it
along. And how they explain it and show it, if they, you know, I don't think they're really gonna be introducing any more loan sharks, doesn't seem like that, because you already kind of have your main characters here. But yeah, I'm interested to see what they're gonna do with the whole like Smile Capital thing, and then President Choi, and like, you know, and how Gung-woo and Woo Jin are gonna basically actually get involved in Smile Capital and how that, you know, mm-hmm. whole thing. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it, especially seeing Gung-woo and Woo Jin working together. It's just, I don't know, they are just really fun.
I'm
already
looking forward to seeing them working together in a fight scene.
Oh, yes, you're so right. Because we've only seen them fight each other.
Well, each other, mm-hmm. and then Gung-woo
himself. Mm-hmm. Against the Smile Capital people.
Yeah, but working together.
Yes, yeah. So I'd say the main reason we're watching this is because we saw the action scenes in the trailer, and I'm like, that looks fun. and because we know the people. So we're looking forward to the action. That's very safe to say, for sure. And they did not hold back. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. They are very good scenes so far, you know. And they felt that, yes, it's still a drama. There's still dramatized fight scenes. Mm-hmm. But they were still realistic enough you could get into it.
Well, if you think about his level of boxing that he's at. Yes.
Which isn't that high.
He's going to decimate
a regular person. Yes. Whereas versus someone with training. Uh-huh. And especially training in street fighting, that's very different from boxing, which you do have rules, which you can still get beaten the crap out of, even if you're good, you know? But yeah. So is it, you know, very different show than what we usually watch, but we're really looking forward to it. So, you know, if you've watched this or plan to watch this, you know, we have an Instagram at @KDramaCombosPodcast. If you want to, you know, talk to us about it, that'd be really fun. Because probably by the time this episode comes out, we'll most likely have finished the show already. So we're really looking forward to it. And keep your eye out for an upcoming episode that should be our full review on the whole thing. So, yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.